This is St. Louis Public Radio. Getting around St. Louis County on foot is no small task for residents in many neighborhoods. The difficulty in traveling even short distances without a car prompted a listener to ask our Curious Louis Project why sidewalks are often so few and far between. St. Louis Public Radio's Joseph Leahy walked through the issue with her.
Liana Constantine and her six-year-old son Ashton live about half a mile from where he takes martial arts classes in Kirkwood. It would be easy enough to walk there, Liana says, if only there was a safe way to cross Manchester Road.
We can actually walk down the street that we live on right up to Manchester Road. And then since his Taekwondo place is located right on the other side of Manchester, I'd have to grab him by the hand and say, run when we don't see any cars.
So instead, they're forced to drive the half mile. The Constantine's predicament is typical of many areas in St. Louis County and the country at large. Going even short distances is just simpler and safer in cars due to the priority they've been given in public spaces. St. Louis County's planning director, Justin Carney, says auto-centric street design has for decades divided where people live from the rest of community life.
As the county developed through the 50s and 60s and 70s, and it was very car-oriented, the land use pattern just didn't, the emphasis wasn't on walkability. It was actually on separating those uses.
The term walkability is a measure of how easy it is for residents to walk to basic necessities like grocery stores, parks, doctor's offices, or libraries. Still, Carney says some areas in the county, especially some of the older communities, are pretty good for walkability.
You see that in, you know, the Maplewoods and the Shrewsburys. You see it in a place like Overland and on Woodson Road. They've got a segment that's a very downtown Main Street segment.
But on the whole, Carney says the county's 90 municipalities have fostered a hodgepodge of zoning and land use ordinances. As a result, efforts to improve the sidewalk situation sometimes only get a piecemeal approach.
So sometimes you'll see some patchwork of that where we've gotten a new development that's put a sidewalk in that's surrounded on both sides from developments that haven't been redeveloped yet. So they haven't had to put the sidewalks, and you know, there's a little bit of where the sidewalk ends nature to that.
But addressing where the sidewalk ends is often also a matter of navigating across multiple jurisdictions.
Oftentimes what you're seeing on the ground is the limits of the municipality or of the county or who owns the road.
Marielle Brown is director of policy and strategy for TrailNet, a local nonprofit that works to boost foot and bike traffic in the region. She says the difficulty in dealing with the county's poor walkability is compounded by its disparate parts.
So maybe you're in Maplewood. Not all of the roads in Maplewood are owned by Maplewood. Some of them are owned by the county, and then some of them are owned by MoDOT. And so there might be different design standards or different maintenance standards or different budgets.
In 2013, St. Louis County adopted a so-called Great Streets Initiative in response to its walkability issues. A recent outcome of the effort can be found on Natural Bridge Road in Normandy, which reduced lanes for cars, widened sidewalks, and improved landscaping and lighting. Brown says such projects would be nearly impossible without special coordination, but she says an even bigger challenge involves changing attitudes about where we live.
It's just really important that we start thinking about our streets as public places, as places that people will love and really identify as their city and as a place where they belong as people and not just someone in a car driving through.
She says the benefits of better walkability on public health, economic growth, and community identity are well worth the effort. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.